The views and opinions expressed here on the Pensacola Expert Panel are not those necessarily of News Radio 92.3 1620, but those of Terrence A. Gross of Gross & Schuster, attorney at law.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. sitting in for Jenna Barr and saying good morning to Terrence Gross. Good morning, Terrence.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Loud and
perfect.
Clear. How are you this morning?
Doing great, and it's great to have the sun out with no wind blowing after so many days. It's hard to believe that this hurricane missed us by 200 miles because we certainly had a lot of wind and rain. I live in the water, and we got the brunt of it, and that's what I'm going to talk about today.
Oh, hey, that's very timely, and I agree. Like, one scooch different, and we'd be in a totally different set of circumstances, wouldn't we?
That's true, and certainly my heart goes out to those people that are devastated, and I just think that we need to push the pause button, and if I could help anybody with advice, it would be this. It would be, know what your insurance is now. If you don't know about your flood insurance and homeowners or where it is or who you have, pull it out now, because a couple years ago it was Michael in Panama City. Now it's Ida over there in Louisiana, but we had Ivan. We've had some major damage through various hurricanes. Even Sally wreaked a lot of havoc over here. But you need to know what type of insurance you have and if you're fully insured. And it's too late if the hurricane's in the Gulf and it's 1 or 2 days away, and then you start thumbing through your files to see what your insurance is if you're fully insured. You should do it now. We all get water. We all get fill our cars with gas. We all get flashlights. We do all that stuff. But the insurance could be the most important part. Again, this is Terrence Gross. I appreciate you introducing me. I am a personal injury lawyer, primarily doing car wrecks. But through osmosis, I've learned through my own experiences and others about hurricane claims and so forth. So the first part of preparation is your policy. And let me tell you a true story about a friend of mine. So I had this dear friend of mine, and I don't know the exact year, but I'll say somewhere around 1980, he bought an old home, one of those old red brick homes with the white trim. We've seen them everywhere. But this one was waterfront on the bay off Scenic Highway. So great lot. And over time, you can imagine he and his wife upgraded the house. They added a sunroom. They redid the kitchen. They redid the bathrooms, all the things that people normally do. And of course, the house appreciated because real estate's worth a lot more today than it was 30 years ago. Well, what he did not do was upgrade his insurance policy. And Ivan came, his house was a mess, and to his surprise and chagrin, he only had X amount of insurance, which wasn't, a portion of what the damage was worth, but he was underinsured. So every year when I get my policies in, I always review them, and I just try to see, am I adequately insured? And, of course, you could deduct your real estate. Obviously, a hurricane claim is only going to pay for the damage to your house. But if you think your lot is worth $100,000 and you think your house is worth $200,000, then you should have $200,000 of insurance. So you ought to take a look at that. And if you do increase your coverages, yes, your rates are going to go up. You could look at your deductibles. As long as you know what you're doing with the deductible, most people on hurricane claims have a 2 to 3% deductible. And that just basically means you're self-insured for that amount. but it's to keep your rates down because we all are conscious of the fact that the rates keep going up. We know that. But you have to have this insurance because, once again, I love living here. I wouldn't live anywhere else, but we are Hurricane Alley. And every season, I get nervous. You know, I live on the water, and, you know, it's just a matter of time. I mean, it's like your number's up, and it's just going to happen. So that's important. Your flood insurance is important. Just because you have never flooded before, that's not a good argument not to have flood insurance. If you're way off the water, your rate should be very low, $300-$400 a year, I presume, because flood insurance is subsidized by the federal government. We all have the same policies. It doesn't matter if you have Allstate, State Farm, or USAA. It's a $250 limit with a $5,000 deductible and $50,000 for contents. So it's very good insurance. So unless you're on the top of some major hill and you know you'll never be flooded, I would sleep better having it, and so forth. If we have a hurricane, Ruthie, and you know, your house has been damaged and you're just feeling overwhelmed, I would highly suggest that you seek out the services of one of these public adjusters. They're around. You could Google them. Most of them are former adjusters for the insurance companies, so they know exactly what buttons to push and how to look at things, but they're going to pick up losses that you just can't see because some are latent and you know, they bring in their little water meters. You could have water behind your sheetrock and not know it that could lead to mold and a problem down the road, and a public adjuster should be able to find this out. They may notice some telltale cracks in your ceiling that you missed or whatever, or something about your roof. Maybe the hurricane adjuster that comes from the insurance company wants you to repair 25% of your roof. Maybe that public adjuster can get you a totally new roof. So I'd rather settle for $100,000, pay the public adjuster 10%, net 90, than try to do it on my own at 25%. Now, as a lawyer, I've done a lot myself, so I rarely don't get public adjusters, but I also have gotten very seasoned and adept at looking for more extensive damage because I've been through it so many times. You know, when I was, I was 25 years old and became a lawyer here in Pensacola, bought a little condo on the beach, and 4 days later, we had Hurricane Frederick. That was my first claim. And, you know, obviously I had Opal, we had Aaron, Elena, Ivan, Dennis, Sally recently. So I've been through this a lot. But to the average person, it may be overwhelming, it may be more than they can handle. And getting a professional in to help argue your situation is would behoove you. After Ivan, I was at my mother-in-law's house. She's around the corner from us. And she'd somehow gotten a hole, I think a tree limb or something, to put a hole in her roof all the way through, so you could go into her kitchen, look up, and you could see daylight in her kitchen. So we had a young man in the neighborhood that was doing roofing. He wasn't a big outfit, but he was competent. And he said he would do it for $6,500, which I thought was a wonderful deal. And we get the State Farm adjuster in the house, and she's going over everything. She says, well, I'm going to allocate $5,000 for the roof. And I said, A, you do know that prices go up after the hurricane. And if we wait and wait and wait for some contractor, it's going to be way more than $5,000 or $6,500. And meanwhile, she's going to get more damage. We got a hole in the roof if it rains. you're going to have to pay for a new floor, new countertops, new stove, all these things, because her kitchen will be ruined. And yeah, she didn't know me for who I was. I was in a t-shirt and shorts after the hurricane. But anyway, but before she left, she wrote us a check for $6,500. But my mother-in-law never would have been able to do that. She's a widow. She was 80 years old. And the average people, they just assume the carriers can be fair with them and whatever. But these adjusters, their job is to save the company money. That's their job. Whether it's a hurricane claim or whether it's a car wreck, their job is to save money, not give money away. And there lies the dynamics and the problem. So I also want to remind people that if you've noticed, if you had a car wreck and you finally settle with or without a lawyer, you're going to have to sign a release. They put the piece of paper in front of you, you get the money, and you say, okay, that's it for life. Well, if hurricane claims, thank goodness, they don't do that. So truthfully, just because you've accepted money doesn't mean you can't have a supplemental claim. A couple months later, it rains, and all of a sudden, you have a roof leak you never had before. You have some leaky windows. You never had leaks in your windows before. So you may be able to do a supplemental claim. I wouldn't drag my feet on that, because the more time it goes by, the harder it's going to be to prove. So now let me give you a couple tips how to save money on insurance. Obviously, if you increase your limits, Ruthie, like I just said, if you have more coverage, then your rates are going to go up, of course. But a lot of these policies have a lot of fluff, a lot of fluff. The first thing they do that I think is wrong is if you have your house insured for $400,000, that's a nice house, but it's not a mansion. It's not the Taj Mahal, but they automatically assume you have $200,000 in contents. I've never seen a $400,000 house with $200,000 in contents. People don't do that. And so if you have $200,000 in contents and your house is destroyed, I can assure you they are not paying you $200,000. They're going to make you prove some form or fashion what you had and what it was worth, which could be hard because you could have bought furnishing 12 years before and, of course, not had the receipts. Not everybody's going to keep the receipts, that kind of stuff. But I think why pay for window dressing if you're never going to use it? So I think paying for half of your total building cost and presume that's contents is a waste of time and money. Next, they also throw in other structures. Well, what if you don't have another structure? What if you don't have a freestanding garage? What if you don't have a pump house for your pool? If you don't have other structures, then why is it on your policy? Why does it say $80,000 for other structures? You're paying for something you don't even have, and they're not going to, it's not like they're going to give you $80,000 after a big storm. I think those are things you could look at. You could look at your deductible. The other little trick that I would advocate wholeheartedly is there are many contractors out there that do these four-point inspections that will inspect your house. Maybe you put a new roof on 3 years ago and your agent doesn't know. I mean, you know, if you didn't really tell your agent, which you may not be thinking that way, then it may not have reduced your premium. But if the insurance company knew you had a new roof, then your premiums should go down. If you've got the tiebacks, you know, you've seen the steel rods that go from that are buried in the concrete foundation of your house and go all the way up multi-stories and are threaded through the floors all the way to the roof. And they're actually bolted on so your roof won't fly off. If you've got that, then that should reduce your insurance substantially, and so forth. So I think a good contractor would probably only charge you anywhere from $250 to $500 for an inspection. And if he only saves you $500 a year, that's $500 a year reoccurring. So, and more often than not, it may save you thousands by getting one of these four-point inspections.
Absolutely.
So
you get the inspect, you know, you pay the contractor, you get that inspection report, and then you can just, it's on you to just provide that to your insurance company and say, hey, we made some upgrades, we made some changes, and it, you don't have to make specific change requests to your policy. You just let them know and then they adjust, or is it a whole conversation around what is in your policy and you tell them what that needs to change?
A little bit of both, a little bit of both of that. But I think it's good to sit down with your agent every now and then, face to face, preferably. Phone's not bad, but to go over it. And the other problem I've noticed is a lot of times when you switch agents or switch insurance companies, you may have a little bit of input about how much insurance you want in your house and blah, blah, blah. But these forms are multi-pages and they're filled out. They're usually filled out by the agent staff with little or no input from you. And I will tell you that I've learned that you, if you go through this, for instance, they have questions like this. How far away is the nearest fire hydrant? In my neighborhood, the fire hydrant's in my front yard. Ironically, that decreases my premium because of the proximity of the fire hydrant. Hmm. Well, how close is the nearest fire station? The closer you live to a fire station, the cheaper your homeowner's is going to be. But, you know, a lot of people say, well, heck, I've never filled that out. You probably haven't. And probably some clerical staff at your agent's office arbitrarily did it. And they may not have done a good job, and you could be paying several hundred dollars more than you should be per year because of the way they filled the form out. I found out belatedly after Ivan that they had me in the wrong flood zone. They had me in the worst flood zone. I was in the second worst flood zone. And my premium went from $5,000 a year of flood to about $800. And they even gave me a refund of all the 3 years before the premiums I paid, where I paid too much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a matter of asking the right questions and looking. But I think it's a good chance, especially before, because after hurricane, forget it. But right now we're blessed. So, I mean, you still have time right now to get with your agent and take a look and make sure what you have. And make sure you have enough. Make sure you have enough on your building. A lot of these policies also have, I forget what they call it. I'm going to call it a bonus. That's not the right word. But for code enforcement. So, you know, if your house is really almost a total loss, to bring it back up, the codes have changed. And by the new codes, you may be forced to spend more on your house than you normally would have. For instance, if you're on Pensacola Beach and you got a cinder block house on a slab and it's just wiped out, they may force you to go up on pilings now because the new code, you may be forced to build on pilings, which is going to be way more expensive than building on a slab. So because of code, it could heighten the cost of fixing up your house.
Oh, wow. So that's something certainly to look for. I wonder, well, or just like you said, if you're sitting down and having a conversation, that's an easy thing to bring up and say, you know, I have an older home. You know, if your house is old and something has changed, I guarantee you the codes have changed. What would it take to get back to, you know, operational, or let alone, you know, build it back the way you would want it?
Well, Ruthie, I just looked at my phone, and thank you for the text, and I didn't see that till just now, but you text me that one of our listeners text you and said, My wind coverage doubled since last year, so I had to drop wind. I think that's a bad idea. That means you're self-insured. I understand it's going up, and a lot of people don't have, you may have limited. You could be retired. And when you're retired, you said, okay, I can retire, and I'm going to watch my money, and I'm going to be very cautious. And you figure, $3,000 a year for your windstorm, and now it's $6,000, and it could upset the apple cart. But I think in this area, being self-insured is not a good idea. That means if there's a big blow and your house is destroyed, you've lost your house. I think you could shop the market. Now, what I do, I used to be loyal. I'll be honest with you. I used to be loyal to just one agent. Now I use about 4 or 5 agents. There's some really big outfits in town. You got, Fisher Brown, you got McMahon Hatter, you got Underwood Anderson, Hiles McLeod. These are all big agencies that they shop the market. You got the Joe Pace agency. So you got these big, agencies out there that they shop multiple carriers and markets. And I think if you just go through it, look at your deductibles, maybe you'll have to have, I'd rather have a bigger deductible that I really like than go totally self-insured. That's a little scary, because even inland, you could say, well, I don't live on the water. After Ivan, I got blasted. I live on the water, but I had a friend that lived in Plantation, which is a nice little neighborhood in Gulf Breeze, nowhere near the water. But it spun off a tornado, went right through his house. His house was destroyed. And thank goodness he had insurance, and it was, a major debacle. So, yes, it's expensive, but when you need them and there is a loss, it's nice to know you have it, have that kind of coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for texting in your question. I would just got a couple minutes left here, but if you've got a quick question you'd like to text, 437-1620 is the number. And Terrence, every time we talk, I'm just taking tons of notes and thinking, boy, I'm going to go home and look at this insurance policy. I've done the same thing when we've talked about auto insurance, and certainly we'll be doing that with the homeowners as well in this little, we're so grateful to have this lull and a moment to reflect and time to look at it.
True. And it'd be a good time to do that. And once COVID is lifted, what I'd like to do is meet with you all at the station, and we'll get the coffee out, we'll get the donuts out, and meet with people. We've done it before where they come in with their policies and we review them on the air. And it's a fun thing. By the way, I forgot this, Ruthie. Before we end the show, we gave away tickets on the last show, and to Chris Tomlin, the concert at the Wharf.
Oh, yeah.
I have two tickets left. One lady won the tickets but never picked them up, and the concert's coming up. So I'm just going to say the first person that comes by my office at the corner of Palafox and Cervantes that wants two free tickets and the VIP tent and VIP parking to Chris Tomlin, if they come in the receptionist, first person, first serve. We got two tickets. I don't want to waste them. They ought to come by at 803 North Palafox, corner Palafox and Cervantes. And we have two to Chris Tomlin. I believe he's Christian music that'll be at the Wharf, which is a phenomenal venue.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much, Terrence, and for joining this morning here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Thank you. Bye-bye.